I'm Vicki Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a farmer, gardeners, and a landscaper on adapting their growing practices and crops as our climate changes.
This summer, farmer Dave DeWitt of Truro told me he's growing something I've always thought of as a southern crop, okra.
It does need heat, but since we've gone from zone 5 when I started farming 30, 40 years ago to zone 7B, it's no problem.
Zones are shorthand for the way the USDA categorizes and maps where plants will survive based on average temperatures. In zone 5, for instance, the average coldest winter temperatures are between negative 20 and negative 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was the case here on the Cape in the 1990s. But now our winter temperatures have warmed so much that our lowest averages are between 5 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit, putting us firmly in zone 7B. Sarah Motto of Wellfleet, who works as a landscaper, says this is changing all kinds of things.
One of the biggest changes that I've seen, and I would say even like around 5 years ago, is we would plant garlic seed in the fall, always in the fall, around Columbus Day. And now that's shifted to Thanksgiving.
Cold temperatures are arriving almost 5 or 6 weeks later in the fall. And Sarah says she's also noticing that the whole timing of winter and spring is shifting.
We used to start opening up the gardens in the beginning of March, but we found that March can pretty much be like December used to be, where it's still very wintry. And we've shifted our start time till really around April 1st. And we can go into December.
This means the growing season, even as it shifts, is a little bit longer. And this change, too, opens up new crop possibilities. Dave DeWitt says this coming year, he's going to try growing peanuts.
What gave you that idea?
It's just our temperature. We can do it now. Yeah, with our climate changing, we're able to pull it off.
Peanuts need at least a 110-day growing season, which back when we were zone 5 would have been a stretch. Average last frosts were often as late as April 30th, and first frosts in early to mid-October. But Dave already knows farmers in the Northeast succeeding in the last few years with peanuts.
I have a friend in New York State that did a huge crop last year and dry roasted them, and they were delicious. We were like cracking shells, peanut shells that were grown in New York State.
Another Wellfleet gardener, Chris Smith, says he has crops overwintering now that wouldn't have made it through cold snaps a decade ago.
I mean, we've had pretty good luck with kale and mustard, some pak choy, I think, one of the choys, and any of the herbs and stuff seem to last all winter long.
Other shifts in our local climate have to do with water. For instance, we're getting heavier rains when they come, but less frequent, which means more potential for drought. So Chris is adapting the way he creates garden beds.
I mean, it's basically sand. So we did bury a whole bunch of wood and leaves, this hugel culture style, where with the heat and drought conditions this year for a bunch of it, to have some of this organic matter buried in there helps to retain some of that moisture and stuff.
Seeing how fast our local climate is changing can be overwhelming and scary. And it's real, and not something to minimize. But it's also a fascinating time to be outside, adapting and experimenting. And I'm reckoning with the fact that both things can be true. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We're interested in hearing more about how local farmers, gardeners, fishers, foragers, and cooks are adapting to changes in our local climate. You can get in touch with your story ideas on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.